Why don't you tell me a little bit, if you favor that one, that's okay. Why don't you tell me a little bit about some of the things you told me about before, working with those loonies in Buffalo?
Oh, psychos? God. The psychos. Well, let's see. I don't know. Did I tell you about the mentally retarded, my theory of the mentally retarded? No, it's not a theory. It's just an idea. I mean, mentally retarded can do what they want to do. And they can do it very well. And if they don't want to do something, they're not going to learn how to do it. Now, obviously, there are limitations on that. You can't expect a mentally retarded person to learn how to run an IBM typewriter, perhaps, or an IBM computer, because it's just basically about their intellectual ability. But the things that are on their intellectual ability that they can do, they sometimes refuse to do them if they don't find pleasure out of them, short-range pleasure. They're very lower class in their nature in terms of, you might look up Blau someday, he did a lot of research on this shit, about what type of, you know, expectations and everything. Well, I remember what specifically what I'm saying is, we have one guy now, if we try to teach him how to cook something, never could remember how to do it for some odd reason until you cooked it for him. They said, oh, I remember that now. Sure. I remember that. Just like this all the time. But every time he wanted to go to his damn brother-in-law's house, which is about 10 damn miles away and 3 or 4 bus routes and all sorts of shit, I've never seen, you always can make it right on a dime. You never made a mistake getting out that. But coming back was another story. He didn't want to come back to us, so what did he do? He forget how to get there. We had to go out and drive out there and get him. Finally, one day, I told him, the hell, I'm not going to come out there and pick up, get your ass down here. And, you know, if you don't make it, hell, you just want to run the snow for a couple of days, I guess. He showed up about an hour later. What other psychos did we have? I had one guy I used to play chess with, and he played actually pretty good chess. He beat me in a couple of games. It was so damn surprising. That was back when I was a much weaker player than I am now. No explanation, just the truth. And, he used to talk about, we'd spend about an hour. He'd usually talk about 45 minutes of it about how all his troubles were the cause of somebody else, i.e. the Jews were the root of all evil, according to him. And, which was hilarious because his counselor was a Jew, and the guy, he thought his counselor was one of the best counselors he ever had. It was so damn funny to me, actually. He was a real crazy, to tell you the truth, a real dingbat. I guess that's one thing I also ran into a lot of up there. It's really strange. You're taught, regarding these people so unique and so this and so that, and you have to treat each person so individually. And that's all true, and I agree with that. And there's only one little problem. You get on a staff of people, you find out how many of those people on a staff of people will start calling the retarded retreads. And the MRs, they start calling MRs, the mentally retarded MRs. And the schizophrenic are just schizzies and things like this, and oh, really, just, you know, I don't know. The professional demeanor is not that. It's just a little, somehow I think it's a very thin veneer. Too thin.
You got any pet expletives?
Me? Expletives? You mean like
foul language?
You mean like MSFOB?
What is that?
MFSOB? What a fucking son of a bitch. Jesus. I don't know. I don't really do that anymore.
Do you have any really raunchy, interesting expressions?